know how we do it.
Welcome. You are now in the village.
What up, y'all? This is your girl, Lady Jay. What up, y'all? This is your girl, Lady Jay. Y'all know what to do with us, huh?
You are now in the village. Home of Taking It Back Tuesdays. Welcome to the village, the kids' corner, the second helping, and music moments.
It's your girl, Lady Jane. Recording from the bedroom, from the kitchen table, from the library there. You know how we do it.
This is KK. This is KK. This is KK, and you're listening to Bluntly KK.
Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ, and of course I have Lady J. Say what's up.
What up, y'all?
All right. So in the village, folks, we have a special guest.
Yes, sir.
This is huge. We have a young man that began his career in 1977. He's performed with an array of comedians from Jerry Seinfeld, Richard Pryor, Jay Leno, Steve Harvey. He was a regular on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and he has been deemed the best 10 p.m. show in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are talking about none other than Mr. George Wallace. Sir, how are you doing today?
That's right. That's my name. Don't get it wrong. I am the George Wallace. I'd be thinking what an honor, what a pleasure it is to be in the village. Is that what you call it, the village?
The village.
I can't hear good.
The village, yes, sir.
It takes a village to make this show happen. God bless to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you. So how you doing, sir? Well, how are things going for you? Tell me, sir, how are things going for you? How are you doing these days? You're in New York right now, I understand?
I'm in New York City right now, but I am so blessed. I'm doing a show in New York City this weekend, but on Thursday, April 2nd, that's Thursday, April 2, everybody in the area that's listening right now, I'm going to be at San Manuel Casino. How about that? It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I stayed at the Flamingo Casino for over 10 years. But now, after 10 successful years, I closed the show so I could come out and see people like you.
Oh, and that's awesome, because we want you to know that we will be at your show April 2nd in Los Angeles.
And you will pay to come see my show on April 2nd at San Manuel.
Yes, sir.
Will. I need that money, both of you.
Yes, sir. I totally get that.
Y'all paying to get in, you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so.
But God is good. I've been blessed, man. It's an honor to come out into the Inland Empire. And it's just good to do what you enjoy doing. And I'm the most blessed person, most successful person you've ever met. It's not how much money you make. It's how you enjoy your life while you're living. And I really enjoy my life.
And that's all that counts. I mean, you've been doing comedy for over 35 years. And that in itself is amazing. I'm only 33, you know, so you've been doing this longer than I've been alive. That's amazing right there.
You know what? It's such a blessing. I teach people your age that make sure you enjoy your life, you know. Even if you go to college, just because you get a degree in marketing does not mean you got to do statistical analysis the rest of your life. You might enjoy arranging flowers or painting cars or fixing refrigerators. Just make sure you enjoy your life. And when you leave home every day, you're going to work. Well, actually, you're not going to work. You're going to do something you enjoy. Too many people don't enjoy what they do for a living. 40 years people work at the same job. I got to go in. Well, you can change your life. Your life can be better. If you plan, it can be better.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Mr. Wallace, I think that that is a testament that I think people don't hear about anymore. I think most of the time people hear that they're supposed to get these jobs and just work. But I believe that, you know, if you make your work your play, then every day you get up and you go to work, you are actually going to play, you know. So, and I think
that's
that,
right. That's right. Let me tell you something, because if you plan in life, and some people have it. I don't even know how to say this. Some people say, I'm gonna wait on the Lord. You ever people say, I'm gonna wait on the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you something. I believe in Jesus Christ, but if you sit there on that sofa and wait on the Lord, you know what? He'll sit right there next to you on that sofa. But if you don't get up and move on your own, you're gonna be sitting there for a while.
Right, right.
And then if you move, he'll move with you. So you gotta get up and plan, and you gotta make things happen. As the old saying is, if your ship doesn't come in, swim out to meet it.
That's right. Look, I like that. I'm gonna have to take that one from you.
Yeah.
And borrow, can I borrow that for a little bit?
You can take it. I don't know where the hell I heard it, but it sounds good. If your ship doesn't come in, swim out to meet it.
Yeah.
I heard that. That means you gotta be willing to work for it. If it's not there, be willing to work for it.
You know what? Let me tell you something. There is something, Kevin, there is something in the struggle. Never forget that. My minister preached this not too long ago. There is something in the struggle. You hear people say that a doctor has a big house up on the hill, and people say, oh, my God, is that a beautiful house? I sure would like to have a house like that. I sure would. Yeah, but you don't want to go to school for 12 years, 15 years and study and practice medicine to get that house.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to go through the struggle. I see a guy walking through the mall with muscles ripping his T-shirt. I wished I had a body like that. Well, you can have a body like that, but you don't want to go to the gym 3-4 hours a day and produce that body. There is something in the struggle. And when you're going through this struggle, at the end, there's always something good waiting for you.
That's right.
That's true. Right. That is so true. That's
people
very...
What do rich people do? Rich people work. 99% of them work.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's how they became rich, right? Were not
exactly.
Some of them, anyway.
So, some of them.
And you don't have to be the richest person in the world to be successful. Just be happy. Rich enough to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that. That's real good advice, sir. I appreciate it.
Mr. Wallace, I wanted
I'm charging you. Y'all going to get a letter in the mail just like a lawyer. You know, if you talk to a lawyer on the telephone, they send you a bill later. So y'all got fees coming. Trust me.
Look, as long as you take payment plans, we all right.
Okay.
We can pay you in installments.
Because the village is not the richest yet. We working on ours right now.
There you go. Yeah, you can send it later, you know.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's all we need to know. We just need to know if we can send it later. Good stuff.
Appreciate it.
That's what you call a blessing. 20 years from now, I'll get a check in the mail for $50.
That's right, you will.
I mean, who the hell is the village? 50 years later?
Like, I don't even know who these people is sending me money.
You know, it's just amazing. And Kevin, I don't even know. Hey, plus I'll be dead 50 years from now, so so keep your check.
Oh, man, I'm glad
I
you
hope, let me be honest. I hope not to be dead in 50 years, to be honest. But chances are, I'm going to be gone.
Mm. Well, you know, hey, but the life that you've led, you know what I mean? Like, it's... You can't beat it with a stick. You've done comedy all your life, pretty much.
Can we stop right there?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell does that mean? You can't beat it with a stick. You can say stupid stuff. You can't beat it. Why are you beating stuff?
No, but
think about that. People always saying something stupid. Went to church Sunday, and the preacher told everybody, stand to your feet. What the hell else am I gonna stand on?
Oh my God!
So watch what you say when you're talking to me.
Yes, sir. Oh. No, but what I meant was you've had an amazing life. Like when you go out of here, either way, you've had an amazing life. If you think about everything you've done, you know, 35 years of comedy and still going. You know, it's an amazing thing. That's all I meant, sir.
Actually, 39 years. I don't want to interrupt you, but I keep doing it. But I am so blessed. I just enjoy talking about it. And if the world, if I if I die tomorrow, the world owes me nothing. I just really love life. God has been good to me.
I heard that. That's amazing. That's amazing. So can the missus and I ask you a few questions, sir? Well, just a few questions. We want to talk to you about your book and some other things.
Maybe, maybe not. See, that's another stupid thing people say. You ever people say that? Maybe, maybe not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, don't they mean the same thing? maybe. You know, maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, jeez. Mr. Wallace, you...
You can ask me anything you want. I have nothing to do until dinner.
Okay, that's what's up.
You recently put out a book, Laugh It Off. It is... when did you release this book? Was it a couple of years ago?
About just last year this time, to be honest. And it's been so wonderful. It's in its third printing, and I'm going to bring some books with me to San Manuel. I'm going to bring about... because they're heavy. I don't want to bring a lot, but I'm going to bring about 100 books. People love the book. It's an inspirational book. It's a self-help book. It's just a self-help, inspirational,
motivational,
funny book. Mm-hmm. People just love it. I enjoy it. And as you can see, the foreword on the book is written by my good friend, my best friend of 39 years, Jerry Seinfeld, my best friend for 39 years.
Wow. Yeah, we saw that. I was like, wow. And Jerry was really funny in the foreword too.
I write the book by Joel Osteen. How about that?
Yeah, we read. You had a there's a quote on the back of the book by Joel Osteen. Yep, that's amazing.
Exactly. So it's a pleasure writing this book and teaching people how to laugh more. We need to laugh more, especially simple things like driving. This road rage is getting out of hand. That's one thing we can talk about, laughing it off. And I don't care. You can go to church on Sunday. I don't care how saved and sanctified you get. As soon as you hit that parking lot, I don't know what the hell happened to you. The church just goes out there. What do you say? I know that heifer in the church parking lot. I know that heifer that just cut me off like that. I'm giving people singing in the church. I was leaving church Sunday. I said, Bishop, you got to get the hell out of the way. I don't care if you leave your church. I got to go.
That's funny.
Oh, this is insane right here. Oh. Yes. Yes, Village. We are with Mr. George Wallace, y'all.
And it teaches you about laughter and making sure you enjoy your life. It teaches young people to travel. Travel as soon as you can because life is backwards. I'm the only one that teaches you young people. You guys are only in your 30s. I'm the only one that will teach you start traveling around the world. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get out of school, travel. It ain't too old. Y'all can still charge it to your parents. Go to other countries.
You know, to be honest,
see
sir,
how
we
other
were.
People live. It's important to see other cultures and how you can alleviate prejudices. And you'll know that there's good people everywhere around the world. Even in communist countries, there are good people everywhere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's what I teach young people because life is backwards. You hear old people say, when I turn 65, I'm going to retire and travel all over the world. Well, I'll be thinking, why? You're too damn old. Old people got to be in bed by 6 o'clock every night, right?
Yes, sir.
I know old people, and they wake up next morning 5 o'clock cooking dinner. So make sure you enjoy your life. This book teaches you how to enjoy life. It tells you about laughter, making decisions in life. Don't worry about everything. Sometimes worrying about a situation is worse than the situation itself. Mm-hmm. Get out there and enjoy life. Laughter is the greatest medicine in the world. And as you was reading the book, I'm sure you read that I teach people, the best thing about laughter, it's free medicine. It's
yes,
free.
Definitely read that. Yes,
so
sir.
We encourage people to overdose on laughter. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to keep it in the reach of children. Mm-hmm. And if you start laughing, you laugh more than 4 hours, then you call your doctor.
More than 4 hours is a problem.
And give the doctor the same prescription so the doctor can laugh along with you. You know, laughter, if the doctors use laughter more, people would feel better as they leave the doctor's office because you never feel good at the doctor's office. They should use some humor. I did it in Las Vegas. I had one doctor send all his patients to my show. Mm. And just that 1 hour of comedy, that is so good.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
It makes you feel good. You have never left the doctor's office feeling better.
No, you're right about that.
First of all, because they always tell you to come back. That's how they make their money. Mm-hmm. Come back and see me in 6 months. What? You just told me ain't nothing wrong with them. I'm all right. Come back and see me.
Oh, man. That's the truth. That's the truth.
It's important to enjoy life and enjoy it more abundantly. So there's about seven statements in the Bible about laughter and enjoying life.
Yeah. You know, Mr. Wallace.
If I read the Bible more, maybe I could tell you where it was.
He said it.
I'm in tears.
Yeah, I'm literally over here crying right now. I'm like, wow.
You know, I wanted to say congratulate you on this book. This book is so funny. There are moments in the book that had me in tears, literally. And so for thank that, I so thank you. Because I think there are, you know, most motivational books and inspirational books are so serious about your success and how to be successful. But you took everyday topics, you know, about children and about success and finances. And you just put a spin on it and you made you made it funny. And you made me be able to allow to laugh through some kind of, you know, difficult conversations. So I appreciate you for.
Well, thank you so much. I just enjoy selling the book on stage because, you know, if I just read the book on stage, I'm going to get some laughs. And then, and that's why people, when as soon as I walk up stage, I want the book. And I have a personal autograph session for the people after the show. So get this book, laugh it off, or you can go online before I even get there or even after I leave, Amazon.com, or you can go to GeorgeWallace.net and buy the book. And it's been proven, Lady J, it's been proven, Kevin, if you buy 15 or 20 books, something good is going to happen to you.
Hmm? 15 or 20 of the book, Laugh It Off by George Wallace, I believe something good will happen to me. Yes, sir.
Stocking stuffers for everybody.
That's right. Stocking stuffers for everybody.
And give them to other people and share the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We've read it. And like I said, we were literally crying laughing.
Because you know I'm watching what you say. Don't say I was on the floor. Don't say I cracked you up because you ain't cracked up.
Oh, funny.
Oh, my goodness.
In my pants. You ain't eating your pants. You had us rolling on the floor. Get your ass up off that floor. Listen, you guys have got to come out to the show on Thursday night, April 2nd at San Manuel, and get the word out that we're going to be there. And Jimmy Walker's going to be with me. How about that?
Yes, another great one. Yes. Yeah, we definitely are going to be there. We already have our tickets. Really, we're good to go.
Yeah, you've got to go. And plus, the only reason, let me tell y'all why I'm coming to that area. We don't have a Chick-fil-A in Las Vegas. We don't have a Chick-fil-A. I'm coming over there just because I'll be that much closer to a Chick-fil-A. How about that?
Got to be more careful, Mr.
I am born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, the home of Chick-fil-A. And let me tell you something. You know, this is now the number one most successful store-by-store restaurant in America.
I didn't know that.
They make more money than McDonald's. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
Chick-fil-A is number one, and they're closed on Sunday. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing that they're still number one and they're closed on Sunday?
Yeah.
And I told her, man, I said, I don't know who this. I met Mr. Truett Cathy down in Atlanta, Georgia, and I just said, I don't know who you are, but you must be crazy or you really love the Lord. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much chicken you can sell on a Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Man.
Even Jesus wants some chicken on Sunday. Let me tell you something. It's so good. Like I said, even Jesus wants some chicken on Sunday. What I do, though, because I be thinking, right? Every Saturday night, I go to Chick-fil-A, and I buy about 200 Chick-fil-A's, about 200 sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And I come back on Sunday morning, I hang out in the parking lot, and I sell them. Because people ever see Sundays, about 500 people pull into the parking lot and go, oh, my God, they're closed.
You're right. Because I've done that myself.
I'm not going to go to the same location. I don't want them to catch on, you know.
You can go to different locations.
I'll be moving around.
Thursday on the side.
It's going to be fun. And what else we going to talk about Thursday night? We're going to talk about the man in Atlanta that had 34 children. We're going to talk about him.
I read about that.
Preacher in Atlanta. What's the preacher in the big church in Atlanta want the airplane?
Creflo Dollar.
$65 million.
We're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about all kinds of things when I get there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to be in there dying.
It's
going to
be a really amazing show.
We're going to have a good time. I want to talk about Five Guys Hamburger. Y'all been there?
Yeah, yes. They just brought them out here to California, or to San Diego anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I went in there the other day. Five Guys, that's just too many people touching my meat. I want to talk about that. After you go a few times, you go, this ain't that bad.
After you go a few times, it ain't that bad, huh? Get used to it.
I need three or four of those guys to help me eat those french fries. Many french fries? I didn't order the potato patch. Where y'all getting these potatoes? Somebody, Idaho ain't got this many potatoes.
Now, what y'all call me for? Oh, my stomach hurts.
Okay.
Mr. Wallace.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, Mr. Wallace, this is funny. Gosh, I lost my train of thought. I don't even know what I was going to say. Yeah.
You lost your train of thought. Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing. She just lost. Is it on the tip of your tongue? Is it on the top of your head? Look around. Maybe you can find it. Stick your tongue out. If it's on the tip of your tongue, we can tell you what it was. It's right on the top of my head. I lost my train of thought. That is pretty.
Okay, so, Mr. Wallace, I have a question for you.
I told y'all my name is Dr. Wallace. Stop calling me Mr. Wallace. Dr. Wallace, don't you feel better since you're talking to me?
I sure do. Dr. Wallace, it is. You're right. Dr. Wallace, question for you. Right before you get ready, kind of a sports reference here. Right before you get ready to go on stage, what's a pregame for you? Like, are you in your dressing room? Are you quiet? Are you just kind of mellow? Or are you kind of just like, you know what, does everyone leave me alone? Like, what's a good pregame for you?
Basically, I always go with my notes because I don't have a show. I don't know what I'm doing, and I just have to look at all kinds of notes just in case if I go in a different direction because I don't know who's going to be in the house, who's going to talk to me. And I talk a lot to the audience, improv, but I basically go over my notes and want to make sure I get certain new jokes in. And sometimes I never throw a joke away. It just there's planning, you know, you plan to have a good show and you'll have a good show. I did a new joke last night. If I can get one new joke in a week, then I'll be happy because that's 1 hour material for the year. If I can get one new joke in for the week. I did a joke last night that I did not know was going to be as funny as it was. It's about black people and white people. Mm-hmm. And it's the truth. They start laughing. I'm going, that's a real good joke. White people do things we don't do. Like, white people have zits. Mm-hmm. Black people, we have bumps. little things like that, and I will stretch it. The next thing you know, that will be a 45-second joke, and to a 1-minute joke. Yeah, but there ain't no black people going to bust that zit. That sounds so nasty.
You going to bust that bump, if anything.
Or pop that bump.
Pop that bump, that's right.
Right? Yes. Oh. You just wrote a joke. You just added on to it. What I do.
That's the mind of a comedian, yes. Right there, man. It's quick. It's quick.
That's our job, is to think about every. You know, it doesn't matter what the situation is. Our job is to try to do a twist on it. Even if it's the news, whatever it is, just try to keep people happy. You know.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. Yeah, because there is so much tragedy going on. Like, it's, you know, you definitely got to have the laughs.
For comedy, I don't know what this world would be. Just think about it. I don't care what the situation is. You got to bring laughter to it some way. Even I spoke at a funeral last week. You have got to laugh at these funerals. Stop crying. That's why you got to enjoy your life. So when I die, y'all gonna stand up there. Don't be telling no lies on me. You know. See,
Thank you.
Did I get it right?
Yes, you got both of them right. Yes.
I went to night school. But listen. What are the first three letters in the word funeral?
F-U-N.
Talk to me, somebody.
Fun. That's it.
I think he was talking to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead.
Make sure you enjoy your life so when you leave here, you can say, I had a good time.
You know,
and they got a song in church called Look Where He Brought Me From. All of us can say that, and it's been wonderful. Life is just good. I'm so proud of life. I'm proud of people, mm-hmm. and I just thank God for happiness.
You know,
love and happiness, Al Green would say.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I think that it brings to...
Matter of fact, I'm going to close my show Thursday night with love and happiness.
Are you? That's the jam right there.
Yeah.
Because love will make you do wrong.
Yeah, it will. It make you crazy.
And it'll make you do right.
Mm-hmm. Both, all in one.
Amen, amen, amen.
I think the one thing you were mentioning, I think let me get this together. It said that there's a saying that says that the reason why comedy is so funny because there's always a truth behind it, you know?
There's always the truth behind it, and that's what's so good about it. You know, you go, so the way I try to write a joke is my formula is 1-2-C or AB3. There's a little twist at the end, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Set it up, give the session twist. There's the joke with a twist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I term it 1-2-C or AB3. There's just a little twist. No matter what the subject is, you can go out and have some fun and laughter about it.
Good.
Yeah, I hear that. That's real good. Yeah.
Mr. Wallace, do you have any, you know, there are comedians... I feel like comedians have a hard rap. I listen to Steve Harvey's story, his testimony at times, and in other comedians, they say that it's really difficult to come up and to be a really successful comedian. And so do you have any, you know, tips or information or any, you know, words of wisdom to give young comedians out there that are trying to break into the comedy scene?
I tell young comedians, I talk to them all, even last night here in New York City. The most important thing, once again, is to make sure you enjoy your life. Do what you do. Be honest to yourself. Be honest to the people, you know. Just do what you do, and there's always somebody can relate to what you've gone through. There is nothing new that someone else hasn't gone through, you know. Even if you talk about your mother, if your mother's passed away, your mom ain't the first one died. Share that story. You know, everybody can share something with you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Be who you are. Now, being a comedian is very tough. Just because you're the class clown doesn't mean you can become the comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not only being a comedian, you got a business to run also.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a business. It's called show business. You got to do a show, and then you got to handle your business. Because you don't want to wind up broke.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but enjoy your life. Go out and have some fun. You can be dirty. You can be clean. Whatever you want to be. Just be you. Nobody did it better than Richard Pryor.
Oh,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it kind of clean, but I can cuss them all. I can cuss good, too.
So let me ask you this. Who cussed better, you or Steve Harvey?
On radio, Steve does. But when we get together, it's kind of a battle. When we get together, he calls me ignorant with his big lips. I was on the show this morning. He wasn't there this morning, but it was Kevin Hart this morning. Man, we had some fun this morning, but we just love to have fun. And J. Anthony Brown, all of us, we're idiots when we get together. You'd be surprised some of the things we say. It's just not right. Just downright nasty how we talk about each other. But we love each other. We love each other, and that's how we can do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that.
You know, you did a
young comedians, go out, have some fun. The key is work every chance you get, because that's how you become a good comedian. And I tell young comedians, go to New York City. That's where you learn how to become a comedian. I went to a club last night, a small club, just to warm up. A friend of mine owns it. Seats 100 people. But while you're on stage, people are walking in front of you. The waitresses are walking in front of you. But somehow you learn how to deal with that and still deliver your jokes.
Mm.
And so it's the best training in the world. Get up there, young comedians. Two people in the audience, three people 1,000 people. I've done 15 people. But the most important thing is to have fun.
That's good information. That's real good information. Thank you for that. Baby, you got something else?
Yeah.
Your bill just went up to $100.
We're getting advice and comedy.
It's getting a little pricey now.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to cash you some 401ks after this all said and done.
It's going to look up there now.
Yeah. So let me ask you a little bit.
Every 5 minutes, it's like the parking lot. Every 5 minutes, it goes up another $250.
$250. Dang,
$250. No, let's put it like this. It's like a bottle of water. What the hell is going on with this water? Do you realize now you go to store, water is more expensive than gas?
And soda.
People don't realize it. I'm thinking the other day, they're charging me. I'm not even talking about Vegas prices, $9 for a bottle of water. I'm talking about in the store, $2 for a bottle of water. Now you get 4 bottles of water, which is not a gallon. That's $8.
I never thought about that. What is more expensive than gas?
When you do the math, not even a gallon.
We used to get water for free. Then when I'm president of the United States, never can you charge more than $1 for a bottle of water.
Hey, you got my vote then. As much water as we drink in this house. It's hot in San Diego right now.
Natural water is free.
Yeah, but sometimes they be having a little something extra in it, so you got to filter through it.
Well, you almost made me cuss. I don't give a damn what you put in that water. It ain't worth no $4 no bottle. You know what? You can go to some bars and get a vodka on the rock cheaper than a bottle of water.
That's heavy.
Y'all making me mad now. I'm starting to think.
Wow.
There's some places that have nights where you can get a bottle of beer, a glass of beer for 99 cents.
Where is this at?
A bottle of water would cost you $1.50 to $3.50.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Well, I know in Las Vegas they get you with that because it's hotter than Hades out there. I lived there for 2 years, so I know it's hot. So,
well, you know, at the Bellagio Hotel, it's $9 for a bottle of water. $9.
What kind of water they
I
got?
Over there,
is it plated in gold or something?
The toilet, I ain't touched nothing over there. $9, I ain't touched nothing running.
it must be plated in gold. I'm trying to figure out why it's a $9 bottle of water.
I don't know what it is, but I know I peed in that lake.
Oh, my God.
That's too much.
I'll be damned. Man. Oh, this
George,
is too much.
George, Dr. Wallace, excuse me. Let me correct myself.
That's right, baby.
Dr. Wallace, yeah, I think I am looking forward to seeing you on April 2nd. It's going to be an amazing show, I can only tell. Definitely.
Well, I think so. I'm looking forward to have a good time. And if I just say what I already said, everybody's going to have a good time. I don't know what kind of jokes we're going to talk about, but we'll make up something. How about that?
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
It's been wonderful talking to you guys. And you know what? If you guys got any more questions or anything you'd like to ask, it'd be an honor to answer some questions. If you want to play a game, whatever you guys want to do, I am here for you.
Yeah, we're actually going to take a quick break, and we're going to do there's a segment we do called The Village Idiot. Are you down for that?
Let me hear you do this professionally. Let me hear you go. We'll be right back with The Village Idiot. Hold on a second. You call me an idiot?
No.
I just said that. I'm the one that said that, right?
Yes, you did.
Right back in a moment. Stick where you are with The Village Idiot. This is George Wallace. I'm happy to be with you today. I'm with Kevin and Lady J. God bless you.
All right, village gone.
Your call will be answered in approximately 3 minutes. There are now 6 calls waiting ahead of you. All agents are busy with other customers. Please continue to hold. Please hold on. Calls will be answered in the order that they were received. Easy. Please continue to hold.
Anytime you eat three or more people, your ass is good. Because, you know, you eat one person, you could be a little curious, you know. Two people, we have put some hot sauce on them, see how that tastes. But three people, you got to go.
Oh, my goodness. But it took them $3 million to figure that out, huh?
Exactly. $3 million. Waste of money in the court. Thank you. See, you're helping me again. I'm writing some jokes that I can bring back.
Yes, sir. We're going to come back in and do this, okay?
And make sure you tell all of the preachers to come out, too. I'm the type of show where the people can come out and bring the preachers. A lot of preachers come to my show. I love church people.
Yeah?
So bring them out, come out and laugh. And Jimmy Walker doesn't curse that much, so it's going to be no MFs in our show. How about that?
Oh, I heard that. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, we're back. We're back. This is Welcome to the Village.
Nothing against cussing, but I just don't do it, you know?
Yeah.
We try not
to
cuss. I
know Bill Cosby, though. Let's make that clear. I'm not as clean as Bill Cosby. Y'all ever meet Bill Cosby?
No.
No, sir.
I met him once, from what I can remember.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, my God.
Just from what I can remember.
Oh, man.
We're back.
Yes, we are back. We are recording. This is the great Dr. George Wallace. We are just having a blast.
Yes.
Amazing time thus far. Village Idiot, Lady J.
Let's get it, baby.
I have a feeling I'm going to have to get up and go and urinate again. So this is about to get insane. Let's read the first story here. This is the first story. Now, before, let me explain the Village Idiot, sir. The Village Idiot really is about, we try to find three or four of the craziest stories going on in the world. And we talk about them, we joke about them. And at the end of this segment, we'll determine which is the Village Idiot.
Who won the title of Village Idiot for the week?
Let's do it. I hope I can hang with you guys. You guys are so smart and entertaining. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to. We'll go with the Village Idiots. We'll do that.
Okay. So, in Jakarta, Indonesia, going international, Lady Jake.
Okay.
I'm trying to avoid Florida this time.
Yes.
Police accidentally get an entire neighborhood high with a marijuana bonfire.
With a marijuana
bonfire. Yeah, I guess they didn't know that if you lit it on fire.
That's a good neighborhood to live in. Right?
Turned down for what?
Turned down for what?
I'm glad some of these politicians are coming around, because some of these politicians don't want to pass a law for medical marijuana. You know what? If it makes the baby feel good, if it makes you feel good, what difference does it matter? I ain't never seen nobody smoke a joint and drive down the street and run over people like drinking whiskey and alcohol, going home beating their wives. I don't drink and I don't smoke. I never done any drug in my life, but I think Congress should pass a law for marijuana is better than whiskey. Because you get too drunk. Last time I came to San Manuel, I got so drunk, I picked up a lady, I took her stairs, I thought she was a 10, and I woke up the next morning and the decimal point moved over. It's different drinking, so I'm glad the marijuana fire is good. They did the right thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fly over there.
You gonna fly?
He's like, it's still burning.
It's still burning.
I'm going to Indonesia.
So let me read a little bit of this. Indonesian police recently lit 3.3 tons of marijuana outside of their West Jakarta office, and subsequently got the whole neighborhood high.
It was high for days. Everybody, right. Grandma.
You know what everybody was singing? Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Everybody was happy. Everybody was happy. You got to do me a favor. You're going to text me that info. I should be writing it down right now. That's a wonderful subject. They burned 3 tons of weed in the town.
In the town. Outside the police office.
Yep. Outside of the police office. 3.3 tons.
Crime. Everybody happy. Nobody speeding in a hurry to get nowhere.
Man.
Can you imagine what the munchies was like after that though? Like McDonald's or whatever they got over there. They couldn't keep no food on the shelf. Ride,
amazing.
That's a contact high from hell. Oh my goodness.
All restaurants were selling out of everything. Like they was like, we got the best business ever.
The hostess, just everything sold out of everything. All of the junk food. Got the munchies. Nothing.
Ain't nothing in the stores.
You go to a drive-thru, and you get up to the PA system, go, whatever you got, just give it.
What I take was left.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
He's pulling up to McDonald's going, yeah, give me a quarter pounder with cheese and some taco.
And some Twizzlers.
Hey, by the time you get to the window, it's ready to go. That's when you know that smoke is getting to you.
By the time you actually get your vehicle over there.
Yeah, you're at McDonald's, but yeah, we're going today. We'll go ahead and make you a waffle.
he said McDonald's will make you a waffle.
You inhale all that smoke, it all tastes the same. You won't know the difference.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That's funny.
Let's go to this next one, Lady J. You're going to love this one.
We did question number one. Now let's do question number B.
Number B? Got it.
Number B. Most interesting man in the world fails as carpool lane ruse. Let me go ahead and read this a little bit just so you guys know. In Washington, a Washington State Patrol trooper says it's by far the best carpool scam he's seen, but it didn't work. A motorcycle cop literally spotted a man on the 5 North. We all heard of the Dos Equis. Beer.
Yeah.
Well, the most interesting man in the world became his passenger.
The guy from Dos Equis.
Yes, this guy literally took a cutout of the most interesting man in the world and used him as a passenger to ride in the carpool lane.
Sometimes they have that fake plastic lady too, you know. And if you have tinted windows, you can just kind of have them tilted back a little bit so they can just barely see somebody or just a fake head. I think that's a great idea.
You sound experienced.
There should be, you know, like a pillowcase. Lady J, how about making a cover like a pillowcase and just put it over your pillow, over your seat, your seat back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And make it look like a person. We just made a lot of money. How about that? So you can drive in the diamond lane. A phony person pillowcase.
Look, you sound like you got some experience in this.
You sure do. Oh my goodness!
That is a wonderful idea.
It could be though. It could actually, I mean, I'm not.
I'm going to tell Carrot Top about that. That would be a great joke for Carrot Top.
Oh, yeah.
A pillow made of a person so you can drive in the diamond lane.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's, see, look, we over here, look, we're helping America.
That's right.
America. We are improving the roadways.
Matter of fact, I should do that myself. I could make a lot of money with that, couldn't I?
You sure could.
And people will buy it for
you. And then you can put children in the back, all kinds of things.
You got a whole family of pillow top people.
The pillow people.
You got pillow kids in car seats. Strap that pillow kid down.
The whole Martha Stewart family right here in the elevator. Where y'all going? Where we going home? He should just let us go. And you know what? You know what you do, Kevin? You have them all like in a sleeping position. They all sleep, you know?
You're right. And just have them lean back a little bit with their heads cocked to the side.
Look at your heads. Put some sunglasses on them, you know? You can tell the police officer they all sleep quiet.
I ain't laughed this hard in years, boy.
This is too much.
Oh, man. Pillowcase people. That's what we should call them. Is there any way that I can be cutting on this deal? The village, can we be cutting a little bit?
You ain't be cutting in on nothing. You ain't did nothing. You just laughed. You laughed at my idea. When I came up with it, y'all were laughing, weren't you? We could have done that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, pillowcase people.
Pillowcase people.
If I see it on the infomercial, I know where it came from. That's all I'm saying.
You said
2 o'clock in the morning, I'm flipping through channels. I know George Wallace, you let the secret out.
That's it.
Exactly. You know what? Y'all keep that down. I think that's a pretty good idea, don't you think? It sounds stupid, but it might be a million people buy that for me.
Yes, it will. At like $14.99.
That's it.
Or three easy payments of $14.99.
Right? Yes. Hell, I pay $50 for that, to be honest.
To ride in that carpool lane. Oh, that's
good. Listen to me. Even if you get pulled over and they fine you, it's still going to be worth $200. It's going to be $250. Won't that be worth it for all the time you're over there?
All the times you done rode in the carpool lane with the diamond, with the pillow people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the truth, though. Oh, man. But, you know, so the dude...
Okay, y'all shouldn't air that. I will cut in on the deal. Cut that part out of the report. And I'll cut you guys in on the deal.
Okay. But the guy ended up getting... the cop pulled him over, gave him a ticket, $124. But, hey, entertaining for
like
the village.
That's kind of like the guy in the hearse was driving in the lane. And had a body in the back, you know?
No, I didn't hear nothing about that.
So that's two people. Yeah, two people. There's a hearse. The cop pulled him over. Anybody in here? And the dead man was in the back, and he got away with it.
What? He used it he was in the diamond lane?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's two people, ain't it? The sign say two people or more. They just say, well, you're dead alive.
I gotta question that.
You're right about that. So in this, so from now on, next time we go back to the Diamond Lane, if it has a small print, it says this does not include dead people. We know why.
Yeah.
You know why? There you go.
Oh my goodness.
Man.
All right. So next
this
story.
This is Village Idiots. I'm George Wallace. Go ahead.
I love the sweepers.
I love it. I'm gonna definitely make sure I save all these. Weird news. Now people try to rob people, right? Mm-hmm. It happens. We use credit cards and stuff like that. Well, a man left behind a credit card used to Jimmy garage door. He left his credit card with his information, name, everything on it at the crime scene.
About that problem.
Idiot of the year. That's the idiot of the year right there. Left his own credit card trying to Jimmy. But the joke is that the people that got the card charged less than his wife, so maybe he's kind of, you know, I don't care.
I mean, like, if you break into my house and you use your credit card to break into my house, right? And then I find your credit card, can I use your credit card to go on a shopping spree on Amazon?
You can't say nothing.
I mean,
now you'd be thinking, there you go. You use his credit card. You know, sound like, because if somebody break in my house, all they're going to get is practice, because ain't nothing. And clean up my house if you do break in there. Clean up the house before you leave.
Wash them dishes and stop tripping.
he said, clean my house.
Change the sheets and wash the dishes in the sink. Yeah. Leave your credit card. I'll thank you note for Christmas.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think that if you go into my house and you steal something out of my house, and you leave your credit card, I'm just replacing my stuff that you stole from me.
This is
you
true.
Just gave me permission.
And thank you. I needed to update that. You know?
Thank you. I needed a new TV and a new laptop.
You're right about that. No, for real, baby. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm doing better now before when you robbed my house.
Yeah, you know, I got me a bigger TV and everything. That's appreciate you.
That is really cool. Left his credit card.
That's right.
Or here it is. What happens if you break into my house with your credit card, right, and you leave it, and then I don't call the police, I just charge your credit card. So when you call you call and say there's some fraudulent stuff, and the police come to my door, I'm like, well, he left it here for me. I thought he wanted me to use it. I'm
saying. I thought that's how he made his purchase. And I'm glad y'all brought him over, because I want to write him a receipt.
You gonna write him a personal receipt? There it is. Oh man!
Yeah, he left it. Yeah, I assume he was making a purchase.
Yes.
There it is.
I have the card here for him. He can come get it whenever he's ready.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh man!
All right. Great. So let's go to our next and final story for the Village Idiot, Lady J.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, social media is just screwing the game up for people, because people don't realize that maybe you shouldn't put everything on Facebook. Caption of this story is, hey cops, I'm over here. Wanted man in Maine nabbed after posting internet notes about where he is hiding.
Wait, I'm sorry. He left messages on the internet about where he was hiding?
Yes, he did.
Did he think the cops were going to find him?
I don't know.
Did he hang out with the man that left the credit card at the house?
Them homies. That's this BFF, Mr. Wallace.
It's just too much information. That is crazy. See, sometimes social media can get you into trouble, and people talk too much, and people have been found and caught, you know. By social media, you can't tell everything. Plus, your phone is coded, and they know exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me read a little bit of this here. Why not just stand up and shout, "Come get me!" A Maine man wanted by the cops took to Snapchat to announce he was going back to his home in Fairfield. The cops actually located him, and they found him hiding in his cabinets. Well, yeah.
It makes sense, you know. You talk too much, and then people will follow your story. And they followed his story, and that's how he got caught. That's too much information.
Too much information on that one.
If I'm going to rob a bank, I'm just letting you know. If I'm robbing a bank, I'm throwing the phone away. Like, if you don't know how to get me via, like, smoke signals or something, like, you're not getting me.
Who has a phone? I'm not robbing a bank with a phone.
That's a good point.
Just saying.
I mean, I'm sad. I don't know. People do the darndest things.
I don't know. I don't go to the bank no more. You know, I remember when they started the ATM, that was supposed to be less than seeing a teller. Mm-hmm. Now they want to charge you 75 cents or $3 to go to the ATM.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When it first started, it was to alleviate you from going inside the bank. And it would be cheaper to use the ATM.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're charging you $3 to go to the ATM and not go inside the bank.
So now it's cheaper to go in the bank.
Yeah, it really
is. And all you people in the Inland Empire, stop saying you got to stop by the ATM machine, okay? Lady J, you hear people say I've got to go to the ATM machine?
Yes.
You're saying machine twice.
You are. What is it? Instant teller machine or something like that?
Automatic.
Oh, wait. Wait.
Teller machine.
I said ITM.
Put in my personal identification number, my PIN number, my personal identification number. I hate banks. I had a bank the other day asked me a survey, if this machine gave you $500 more than you asked for, would you call the bank? I told them, hell yeah, call the bank and ask them when they're going to do this again.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Oh, definitely. This.
I hate banks. Going to the bank, they got 12 windows. Only two of them open. That's some bull crap.
Ooh, I was in the bank the other day like that. And I was like, why do you have all these windows if only two people working? And then one line got...
The post office.
Oh, the post office is the worst for that. The absolute worst.
And don't then you complain down at the post office, don't you? Because they got to sign up. It's a federal offense to harm a federal employee. It's an offense to harm a federal employee. That's why when you go in at Christmas and you have your fragile box, they take that stamp and beat the hell out of your box. Bam, bam, bam! And you look at it, I got this fragile, and they point up to that sign, and you can't do shit.
Oh.
And then they throw it over the shoulder in the back. Mm. You can't do nothing. It's a federal offense to harm a government employee. Mm. I left the post office yesterday. On one wall, they had one up for murder. And on the other wall, they had Employee of the Month. I'm looking back and forth. It's the same picture.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm teared up.
This is a wonderful day. You need to know I've enjoyed talking to the two of you.
Oh.
You need to know something good is going to happen to you, whether you like it or not.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Dr. Wallace. Village.
This is Dr. Wallace. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
And we love you, too. We appreciate it. Village, if you must... Go and see. If you are in San Diego, LA, wherever you are at, go to the San Manuel Casino where you will see Dr. George Wallace perform April 2nd. You will see that. We will be there. We're going to be in there laughing hysterically, drinking, having a great time. Lady J, was this absolutely amazing?
This was amazing. I thank you for your time, Mr. Wallace. I really appreciate it.
That's April 2nd, not April Fool.
Yeah. April 2nd. Y'all make sure y'all get that right. San Manuel Indian Casino. Go there. Have some laughs. Have some drinks. Dr. George Wallace will have some books. He will be signing books. You guys get over there. Check it out. We have spent the last hour laughing. This has just been great. Dr. Wallace, sir, we thank you for coming into the village, sir.
Yes. And you're welcome anytime.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be in the village. I'm one of the idiots, and I love being an idiot to laugh.
Hey,
laughing idiots are great people.
Yes, it is. Oh, so as the saying goes in the village, we thank you, we love you. God bless you. Have a great night. Gone.
I holla. Are you in the area of Melbourne, Florida? Are you in need of an excellent dog or cat groomer that loves your four-legged family as much as you do? Well, at Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming, we love each other just as we love your pets. Family-owned and run, with perfection as our goal. If you would like to book an appointment, please call us at 321-622-6963. Email us at heavenlytouchdogandcatgrooming@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming and check out our photo gallery of our adorable, satisfied customers. Come visit us in person, 2260 Sarno Road, Melbourne, Florida, 32935. Visit our website for the most current pet-friendly specials, www.heavenlytouch.vpweb.com. With a variety of services to choose from, we are sure you'll be happy working with us. We know your pet will want to come back for another Heavenly Touch.